The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Now this year, inshallah, what we're going to be talking about has been called the transition. Today we'll be beginning, inshallah, with the barzakh. Okay. But before we get into that discussion, we need to ask another fundamental question. The fundamental question that we want to ask ourselves is this really the right topic for now, considering that we are a youth center? Is this a discussion, the hereafter, Nakir and Munkar, the interrogation, right? Is that a discussion for youth? Or is that a discussion where maybe, let's say, the target audience was older? And, I mean, in our own minds, we think closer to death. Maybe for them that discussion would be good, but for us to be talking about those details and what happens in the grave, is that healthy? Is it good to talk about death, to prepare for death in this way? Is it good for our mental health? Will it lead to depression? We need to cover that. So that'll be our first question. And the answer that I'm going to give three reasons why we should be having this discussion. So one of the benefits of the discussion of the hereafter is we don't get so attached to the dunya. And that's what's negative. So that's the first reason why we should be having these discussions. I actually enjoy the blessings of Allah more when I'm not attached. I don't know if you've seen the video footage of the shuhada when they're about to go for a battle. If you see the individuals hugging and embracing one another, they know we're all about to go meet Allah. The love, the tears, the friendships, they're very real when that attachment isn't there. There's no ego. It's easy to fall in love. It's easy to forgive. You're not attached. So that's one. Number two, brothers and sisters, is that Islam is a very practical religion. The second reason why it is good to prepare or to have these discussions. Islam is a very practical religion. And death is a reality. I mean, how many times does Allah have to tell us in the Quran, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut"? Right? The example I'm giving you is from, this is not the only time Allah says this. Surah 3 and verse number 185. Every nafs, every soul will taste death. There's nobody who will live forever and ever and never die. No, everybody will taste death. So if that's a reality, right? Because no atheist, no agnostic, nobody can deny that one day it's all over. Either I think you turn into dust or something, but it's all over. Nobody lives forever. What Islam says is something that's a reality, you should prepare for it. Listen to another verse of the Quran. God says this, Surah 62 and verse number 8. قُلْ, he tells the Prophet, say this, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْ, that death that you're running away from, you're trying to escape from, everybody wants to live as long as they can. He says, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ, death will meet you. You're not going to live here forever. So now, if this is a reality that no one lives here forever, eventually we have to go, doesn't it make sense to prepare for a reality? You don't be like, they say there's a bird that if it thinks there's an animal attacking, it'll put its head in the sand and say, you know, inshallah, there is no cat. That doesn't mean that there's no cat. You prepare for it or you don't, but it's going to happen. So this is Islam's stance for all things, all challenges. Instead of us, Islam teaching us, well, have a mental breakdown. Say, oh, woe is me. Have a victim mentality. Islam says, prepare for this. Get ready. It's coming. How do we defeat this? How do we work on this? How do we overcome this? Islam's a practical religion. Sitting down, panicking, that doesn't make any sense. Getting ready for it does. Preparing for it does. One of the du'as that we make in the month of Ramadan, we say this, وَالِاسْتِعْدَادُ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ حُلُولِ الْفَوْتِ. One of the things we ask God for, oh Allah, help me to prepare for death before the opportunity is lost, before it's too late. We have that beautiful hadith from Imam Ali. He says, the rest of your life is priceless. I may have made mistakes up until now. This may have happened. I might not have done all the right things. I'm still breathing. The rest of your life is priceless. So Islam teaches us to prepare for these realities. You used to hear this also. They say that Allama Tabatabai, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, that great arif, the teacher of teachers, he would be delivering a class to his students. And in the middle of the class, he would stop the class for a second and he would say that, brothers, we've got eternity in front of us. Eternity. Because, I mean, you don't just die, you don't turn to dust. No, you're going to live somewhere, either hell or paradise, forever and ever and ever and ever. What does eternity even mean? Even if someone lived as long as Nuh, alayhi salam, Prophet Noah, in the Quran it says he lived for 950 years, but that was just his risala. That was just him being a prophet, not his lifespan. He lived longer than that. Even if someone lived 10 times his life, if you compare that to infinity, eternity, that's nothing. So Islam tells us, well, get ready for this eternity that's on its way. Now, one of the beautiful things for you and I to do, right? Because this is going to, when we say get ready, it keeps us motivated. The remembrance of death, knowing where we're going to go. We never feel satisfied that, alhamdulillah, I have enough good deeds. It's enough. I don't need to push. No, actually, as a Muslim, even though you're doing everything for the sake of God, and you're trying and you're motivated, you never feel you have enough when it comes to the hereafter. It's the opposite how we feel about this world. When it comes to this world, we do try to be content. Yes, we try and have a good life, but we try and be content with what Allah has given us. But what about with our good deeds? Should I say, alhamdulillah, I'm praying, I'm fasting, enough for me? You'll find that even Allah's awliya were not like this. The chosen people of Allah. So you and I, brothers and sisters, inshallah, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, and the hope that we have in the Ahlul Bayt is that they will come to our rescue at that time, the time when it's most difficult and when we need them the most. We ask that Allah accept what was said and heard in His way and help us to become the true soldiers of the living Imam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. قيوم رؤوف صابر.
آل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.